Attributes of God's Law, February 3. The law is holy, just, and good. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Romans 7:12. As the supreme ruler of the universe, God has ordained laws for the government not only of all living beings, but of all the operations of nature. Everything, whether great or small, animate or inanimate, is under fixed laws which cannot be disregarded. There are no exceptions to this rule, for nothing that the divine hand has made has been forgotten by the divine mind. To man alone, the crowning work of his creation, God has given a conscience to realize the sacred claims of the divine law and a heart capable of loving it as holy, just, and good, and of man prompt and perfect obedience is required. This rule forbids all oppression from parents and all disobedience from children. The Lord is full of loving kindness, mercy, and truth. His law is holy, just, and good, and must be obeyed by parents and children. The rules which should regulate the lives of parents and children flow from a heart of infinite love, and God's rich blessing will rest upon those parents who administer His law in their homes and upon the children who obey this law. The combined influence of mercy and justice is to be felt. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Households under this discipline will walk in the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Let the youth look upon the divine standard and never be content with a low aim. Walk not hesitatingly, but firmly in the strength and grace of Jesus Christ. Unto Him is committed all power in heaven and in earth. Take refuge in Jesus Christ and enter into a firm covenant with Him in faith to love and serve Him. Since the law of God is holy and just and good, a transcript of the divine perfection, it follows that a character formed by obedience to that law will be holy. Christ is the perfect example of such a character.